Hi, I'm John Kenfield, Family Business Solutionist, here with video number 46 in the series 50 Common Causes of Conflict in Family Business and What to Do About Them. Today I'm talking about ethnic issues and cultural norms. When a family has very strong cultural norms and expectations, and it also has a family business, Those cultural norms, which can be based on ethnic backgrounds, can have a profound influence in the way that the business is operated, and in particular in terms of business decision making. By definition, ethnic norms and family cultures are based on historical factors, different times, different places, different situations, different needs, different circumstances. Now, that's all fine and good in a family context, but when it also translates into certain behaviours that are expected that conflict with modern business practice, and I mean with good business practice, they can create a lot of problems, particularly for family members in next generations who have not grown up completely immersed in those cultural norms. So, for example, we often find that with second generation European families, particularly from the Eastern European areas, with very strong religious ethnic expectations. Similarly, Asian families, where parents may have grown up in a very strong Asian culture, and the children have been educated in a much more freewheeling Australian Western style culture. The ability of that next generation to accept and abide by those norms and to even give them any credibility can be very limited. And in a business context, that is an inevitable cause of conflict in many situations when parents go looking for certain behaviours from their children, which they're simply never going to find because the kids have not had anything like the level of conditioning that their parents have needed to make them comfortable with those norms. And in reality, time may have moved on and they may not be appropriate at all. So the question is, what is the solution? What do you do about it? Well, the first thing is to recognize that differences can be a great source of strength if they are recognized, if they are properly managed. So if you have a process of establishing a separate family and a separate business plan, if you have structures in the family and the business that enable you to keep decision-making in the family, and decision-making for the business, and the two complement but don't interfere with each other, that's going to be your major source of prevention of ethnic and cultural norms turning into a source of conflict. If you've enjoyed this, please watch others in the series, like them, share them with others, and I hope to see you again.